is number 15, 220 to 240, back down to 220. So just 5 minutes. Ready. If the Secretary of State has come to that conclusion, then the critical question is, are there objective, justifiable and relevant grounds for selecting only the alien terrorists, or is the discrimination on the grounds of nationality? As to this critical question, I have come to the conclusion that there are objectively justifiable and relevant grounds which do not involve impermissible discrimination. The grounds are the fact that the aliens who cannot be deported have, unlike nationals, no more right to remain, only a right to not to be removed, which means legally that they come into a different class from those who have a right of abode. The class of aliens is in a different situation because when they can be deported to a country that will not torture them, this can happen. It is only the need to protect them from that for the time being. They cannot be removed. In these circumstances, it would be surprising indeed if Article 14 or any international requirement not to discriminate prevented the Secretary of State taking the restricted action which he thought was necessary. As the respondents accept, the consequences of their approach is that because of the requirement not to discriminate, the Secretary of State would presumably have to decide on more extensive action, which applied both to nationals and non-nationals, than he would otherwise have thought necessary. Such a result would not promote human rights, it would achieve the opposite result. There would be an additional intrusion into the rights of the nationals so that their position would be the same as non-nationals. ECHR is essentially a pragmatic document. It is an application. It is intended to achieve practical benefits for those who are entitled to its protection. The Secretary of State is not entitled to adopt an irrational approach, either under the Convention or at common law. He is required to point to an objective justification for adopting the distinction which he is making. This he does here, in my judgment, on solid ground because of the distinction between aliens and nationals, which is part of domestic and international law. As I have stressed, an alien's right to reside in this country is not unconditional. True it is that the respondents cannot be deported, but that does not mean that they are in the same position as nationals. They are still liable to be deported, subject to the decision of SIAC on their personal circumstances when and if this is practical. It is to be hoped that although there is no time limit which at present can be imposed upon their detention, the regular review of their positions, which the legislation requires, will result in their detention being of limited duration. However, contrary to the view of SIAC, I consider the approach adopted by the Secretary of State, which involves detaining the respondents for no longer than is necessary before they can be deported or until the emergency resolves or they cease to be a threat to the safety of this country, is one which can be objectively justified. The individuals subject to the policy are an identifiable class. There is a rational connection between their detention and the purpose for which the Secretary of State wishes to achieve. It is a purpose which cannot be applied to nationals, namely detention pending deportation, irrespective of when that deportation will take place. The fact that deportation cannot take place immediately does not mean that it ceases to be part of the objective. This is confirmed by the fact that two of the respondents were able to leave this country. It is suggested that the action is not proportionate. However, I disagree. By limiting the number of those who are subject to the special measures, the Secretary of State is ensuring that his actions are proportionate to what is necessary. There is no alternative which the respondents can point to which is remotely practical. It is wrong to regard the named case as the establishing that those who cannot be removed have a legally enforceable right to remain. They have a right not to be removed so as to protect their right not to be subject to treatment in breach of Article 3, but that is not the same thing as having a legally enforceable convention right to remain. Lord Justice Brooke helpfully summarised the questions that may be asked where discrimination arises while stressing that he was only providing a framework and indicating that there is a potential overlap between the considerations. He also warned against treating the questions as a series of hurdles. However, the questions were, 1. Do the facts which fall within the ambit of one or more of the substantive convention provisions for the relevant convention rights, see Human Rights Act 1998, section 1.1? 2. If so, was there different treatment as respects that right between the complainant on the one hand and the other persons put forward for comparison, the chosen comparators, on the other? 3. Were the chosen comparators an analogous situation to the complainant's situation? For if so, did the difference in treatment have an objective and reasonable justification? In other words, did it pursue a legitimate aim, and did the different treatment bear a reasonable relationship or proportionality to the aims sought to be achieved? Lord Justice Brooke added that the third test addresses the question whether the chosen comparators were in a sufficiently analogous situation to the complainant's situation for the different treatment to be relevant to the question whether the complainant's enjoyment of his convention right has been free from Article 14 discrimination. I will shortly answer each of those questions. As to the first question, the answer is yes. As to the second question, the answer is also yes. The chosen comparators here being aliens and nationals who are suspected terrorists. As to the third question, I say those comparators were not in an analogous situation because the nationals have a right of abode in this jurisdiction, but the aliens only have a right not to be removed.